Chapter 2. The Magic Horseman. Ibrahim started to build an enormous tower with special stones from an Egyptian pyramid. It was near the Al-Bayithin, and it had 4 windows. Each window faced a different enemy kingdom. There was a chessboard with a model of that kingdom's army under each window. Finally, he put a figure of a Moorish horseman on top of the tower.
"This horseman will always turn in the direction of our enemies," Ibrahim said.
One day, there was an invasion from the north, and the magic horseman immediately turned in that direction.
"There's an enemy army approaching," King Ibn shouted. "Let's fight them!"
"Don't call your soldiers," the astrologer replied. "You can fight the battle with your chess pieces in the tower."
The king looked at the magical chess pieces.
"They're moving by themselves," he said. "Both sides are fighting a battle." "That's incredible."
The king hit some pieces and they fell on the board like dead soldiers. The other pieces continued fighting their battle. Finally, the enemy army ran away, and the magic horseman returned to his original position. King Ibn was very happy.
"No human soldiers died in the battle today, and our enemies ran away. What reward can I give you?"
he asked the astrologer.
"I want to make my simple cave more comfortable," Ibrahim answered. "Give me some money to do this, and I'll be happy."
The king did this, and the astrologer decorated his cave luxuriously, with exotic silks on the walls and thick carpets on the floor. Soon, his simple cave was a luxurious place, and he was happy.